We want to turn now to sports, as we do most Wednesdays. Here with us to do just that is Radio Boston's own Chris Sidorick. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Deb.
So it's August. We're in Boston, and we've got to start with the Red Sox, of course. They topped the Phillies last night, 2-1. So what can you tell us about this win?
Well, it was definitely another exciting win for a team that's had a lot of those this year. It's their fifth win in a row. They won 7 out of 8 so far on the road trip they're on. Their record's now 86-35. It's an unprecedented record. They're 10 games up on the Yankees. It's been a heck of a season for these guys. Really encouraging last night. Rick Porcello, the starting pitcher, had a great game. Gave him 7 innings, 10 strikeouts, only gave up 2 hits, didn't walk anybody, so control wasn't an issue. That's great to see because he had a rough start in Toronto. Last go out, gave up 7 runs over 4 innings. The team also got a home run from the catcher, Sandy Leon. Great to see, obviously, but it's actually his work behind the plate that was getting some attention last night. Rick Porcello actually spoke to reporters after the game and talked about what it's like to have Leon calling the game.
No disrespect to any other catcher that I've thrown to, but he's the best catcher I've ever thrown to. His game calling, he's prepared for every start, for every pitcher starting or bullpen. He's kind of a heartbeat of our pitching staff.
So it's not uncommon for pitchers to have favorite catchers to throw to. Hardcore fans will remember the infamous Doug Mirabelli police escort to get to a Tim Wakefield game. But it's high praise to hear Porcello saying that starter, reliever, whoever you are, you love throwing to Sandy.
I heard that Porcello got to swing the bat.
Yeah. Last night's the interleague game. Obviously, they're in Philadelphia playing the Phillies. So National League team, National League stadium, National League rules. I love watching baseball this way. I don't know about you, but there's nothing better than seeing a highly paid athlete do something they're uncomfortable doing. And a lot of pitchers can't stand coming to the plate. But it actually led to a great moment last night. Porcello ripped a line drive in the third, and he ended up sliding head first in the second.
Line shot right field. Williams on the move. He's not going to get it. Porcello strikes again. Up against the wall. He's diving into second base, and he's got himself a double.
Calm down.
So isn't that a little risky for a pitcher?
Yeah, I mean, you can hear it right in the play-by-play. Calm down. You don't want to see your pitchers diving head first. Bogaerts actually jammed his finger on a head first slide a couple of days ago. Not a serious injury, but just kind of goes to show you the head first slide can be a questionable move. Some Sox fans might harken back to Steven Wright in 2016 when John Farrell, the manager at the time, actually pinch ran Steven Wright, which is a weird move. He ended up hurting his shoulder, was out for a while. So high stakes, and even after seeing it on the video, Porcello himself said it was pretty rough.
I don't know how everyone sees the ball coming in and everything like that so well. I was running, and I couldn't see anything. It was blurry, and I figured the throw was coming in, so I better slide. I saw the replay of it. It didn't look very good. It was more of a crawl into second. So
so lucky.
Great moment.
Yeah. So what's next for the Red Sox? What should we be watching for?
So I said they were 7-8 on this road trip. Mm. They've got one more game against the Phillies tonight, and then they've got a 7-game homestand coming up against Tampa Bay, and then the Indians this weekend and then into next week. And I highly encourage folks, if you haven't seen this team play, this is an exciting bunch of guys. Get down to Fenway for this homestand.
Worried about this curse of doing well in August, right?
I like wins. I don't understand people who say they're winning too much. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Okay, well, let's go to another topic. We have just a little bit of time left. U.S. Gymnastics Championships come to Boston starting tomorrow.
Yes, starting tomorrow night, running through Sunday. It's the first time that the championships are in Boston since 2008. It's going to be both the men and the women, juniors and seniors, and obviously they're competing for spots on the U.S. team for the World Championships coming up in October, and with hopes making the Olympics team in 2020.
Okay, this is a really tough time for gymnastics. We probably all remember, especially gymnast Allie Raisman, who's a local girl, and then the testimony in the trial of Larry Nassar, who was the U.S. team doctor accused of abusing hundreds of young female gymnasts. He's now in prison. But I wonder, how has this affected the sport and participation?
Yeah, I mean, gut-wrenching testimony. You saw over 150 gymnasts make a victim impact statement last January. So it has led to some changes. The U.S. Olympics Committee basically threatened to decertify USA Gymnastics. There's been some squabbling back and forth about whether USA Gymnastics kind of the buck stops here or if it's the U.S. Olympics Committee. The president of USA Gymnastics, Steve Penny, at the time he's stepped down due to public pressure. The entire board ended up resigning basically after an ultimatum from the U.S. Olympics Committee. And they've instituted some different changes to try to affect change in the culture. So they've mandated safe sport training, for example. And interesting that you mentioned Allie Raisman. She is actually speaking out right now, saying she is invited to this by the TD Garden, not by USA Gymnastics. USA Gymnastics has had some things to say about that as well. We'll post that to the website.
All right. Radio Boston's Chris Sitter. Chris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.